Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Father, we acknowledge that we come with many things upon our hearts. We pray for the next few moments that we might push those off to the periphery and that we might hear what you have for us to hear and to learn today. And as always, Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable unto you, for Christ's name we pray. Amen. So in today's reading, we've got two stories. We've got a story of failure, and we've got a story of success. Now, in my reading, a lot of commentators or whatnot would say, yeah, don't preach on both of them, just preach on one of them. And you could preach on one of these. However, today I want to talk about both. In our first story, we have Jesus who comes back to Nazareth, and you know it's always good when the hometown boy comes on back. I'm sure that they had heard a little bit about what Jesus had been doing. So Jesus comes and he does what he's been doing for a while. He starts teaching, he starts preaching. And everybody in town is like, wait a minute. Where the heck did this come from? Isn't this Joseph and Mary's son? Isn't he just a simple carpenter? How the heck can he be preaching this stuff? How can he be preaching with so much authority? They took offense at it. And if you think about it, you know, it's human nature, because sometimes, especially, you know, the older that we get, the younger generation or generations that we have taught, that we have been used to being the teacher and they, the pupil, sometimes come back and they know more than you do. Not always the best feeling in the world. They've changed. Instead of you teaching them, now they are teaching you, and it can be disconcerting in some cases. So, they didn't believe, really, that Jesus was actually doing this. And because of their unbelief, Jesus did not perform the miracles that he had before, except for healing a couple of people. Their unbelief closed them up to the riches and the joy of Christ. Now, in our second story, it's familiar. Jesus is now going out amongst the villages around Nazareth, and he starts sending the disciples out two by two. And he said, guys, I want you to go out. I want you to proclaim the teachings that I have given to you. And by the way, I give you authority over all unclean spirits. You can do the things that I have done. And what happens? These groups of disciples go out, heal the sick, drive out demons, preach the good news that Jesus has taught them. So what's the difference? Jesus is the master. They are but the pupils, the apprentices. And now they can go out and they can do the same things that Jesus has done. Jesus couldn't do anything in Nazareth, and now all of a sudden, you've got his pupils, you've got unworthy men that are going out proclaiming what Jesus has taught, and they're healing the sick, and they're driving out spirits. What gives, Dan? Well, the difference in these two stories really comes down to a question of faith. The people of Nazareth couldn't get past the fact that this little carpenter boy has come back and he's a man now and he is preaching with authority. He is, I'm sure he did a miracle or two and they were like, wait a minute, nope, 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 can't be, nope, I couldn't believe it. Yet you've got the disciples who Jesus sends out. And I get the feeling that they might have been a little bit of trepidation, but Jesus has told them to go out, preach what I have taught you. I give you authority. And what did they do? They went out and they did it. They went out. And they did the things that Jesus gave them the power to do. Why did they do it? Because they had faith. They had faith in Jesus. Story to illustrate this, there was a man named Goldberg. Every week, he would pray, "Dear Lord, let me win the lottery. I'm a good man. I've lived a good life." And the lottery comes around and they pick the numbers and he doesn't win. So the next week, he's there. "Dear Lord, why didn't you let me win the lottery? Please, Lord, I'm a good man. I've lived a good life. Please." You draw the numbers. He doesn't win. He's like, "God, what's the deal? Okay, I've pleaded with you. I'm a good man. I live a good life." And the clouds parted. And the sunbeams shone down. And the voice of the God that says, "Give me a chance, buy a ticket." You see, we want all of the things that Christ can give us, all of the joy, all of the peace, all of the wisdom for the things, the situations that he puts us in. But we're not very effective at times. We're kind of like the people in Nazareth. Nothing happens. We need to be like the disciples. We need to buy, if you will, the proverbial lottery ticket, which is probably not the best example, but go with me on this. We have to have buy-in, buy a ticket. We have to be sold on the notion that Jesus is who he
says that he is. He will give us what he has promised us, and that he will use us in the way that he will, and that, quite frankly, he needs to at times. Not being sold out, so to speak, on Jesus, or sold, I should say, sold on Jesus. Not buying that ticket leads to a lot of things. Leads to being hesitant. Because we don't have the faith that when something comes up, when a person crosses our path, that God says, go talk to them.
Nope, can't do it. I'm afraid. I can't do it.
That's a sign of a weak faith. That is a sign that you truly have not totally accepted that Jesus will do what he said. He will give us what he has promised us. You see, it's not just a matter of confessing Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That's the start. But you've got a journey in front of you. A journey that will have the ups and the downs and the lefts and the rights and the forwards and the backwards. And sometimes it's tough. And in those times, which I can attest to, your faith gets tested. And the only way that you're going to make it through is that faith in Jesus Christ. And part of that faith means that you are to be his servant. You are to commit everything to Jesus. How did Jesus send the disciples out? With a rod, with a tunic, and with a pair of sandals. No pouch to hold stuff in, no money bag hanging off of their belt, if they even had a belt, if they took a belt with them. They were trusting that Jesus would take and make a way for them to do what he asked them to do. And so, my friends, the question that I say to you, and I also say this to myself, is how sold out are you on Jesus? How much have you truly committed to Jesus? How much have you let go? And how much are you still clinging on to? Both physical things and also mental, spiritual. Can't let that go. No. I can't let that go. It's a part of me. My friends, commit everything to the Lord Jesus Christ. Commit to being his follower. Commit to whatever he puts in front of you to do. Because he will give you everything